Danger on Misty Mountain by Sue Graves. Chapter 1. The Surprise. Simon and Sarah lived with their mother and father in the middle of a busy town. They lived in a big house with a big garden. They loved to play in the garden after school when the weather was good. Now school had finished for the year, and the long summer holidays had begun. Simon and Sarah didn't want to stay at home and play in the garden all summer. They wanted to go on holiday to the countryside instead. They went inside to find Mum.
"Can we go on holiday to the countryside?" asked Sarah. "Please say we can. We would have so much fun," said Simon.
Mum looked worried. That morning, her boss had telephoned to ask her to attend some important meetings.
"It would be lovely to have a holiday in the country, but Mr. Andrews, my boss, has asked me to attend some meetings in London. We have important customers coming to the meetings from all over the world, and I agreed to go. I'm afraid we really can't go on holiday now."
Mum sighed. The children felt disappointed. They had already started planning what they would do in the countryside. Now they would have to stay at home instead. Just then, Dad walked in.
"What's wrong?" he asked.
"We wanted to go to the country, but we can't," explained Simon.
"Mum has to go to some meetings," continued Sarah.
"I can't cancel them," sighed Mum.
"So we will have to stay here."
But Dad had a good idea.
"Why don't I take Simon and Sarah on holiday while you attend your meetings in London?" he asked. "We won't go away for too long, just for a few days."
"That would be great," laughed Simon.
Sarah jumped up and down in excitement.
"Oh, what an excellent idea," laughed Mum.
"I don't want to spoil your holiday because I have to work."
Mum took out some holiday brochures from a drawer, and the family sat down on the sofa together to look through them. There were lots of different holidays to choose from.
"What about a holiday on a farm?" asked Dad, pointing to one in the brochure. "There would be lots to do, like feeding the chickens, helping with the farm animals, and riding on tractors. We could even milk the cows if you wanted to."
"We could go on an adventure holiday," cried Sarah. "Canoeing looks lots of fun."
She showed Dad a picture in the brochure of lots of people paddling their canoes along a wide river.
"Oh, I'd love to go walking in the mountains with Dad and Sarah," sighed Simon. "That would be a real adventure."
"That sounds like fun," replied Dad thoughtfully. "I'd love to do that too."
He looked through some more brochures. "I can't find any mountain walking holidays in these brochures."
Oh dear," sighed Simon. "I really wanted to go on a holiday in the mountains."
"Don't worry, I'll find one," said Dad. "I'll look for some information on the internet when I get some time. Let's wait until then."
The next evening, Dad had a surprise for Simon and Sarah.
"I found a great mountain walking holiday for us in Scotland," he said.
Oh, wow! I'd love to go to Scotland," cried Simon.
Sarah and Simon were really excited. They both gave Dad a big hug.
"Where are we going to stay?" asked Sarah.
"Let me show you what I found," laughed Dad. He took some papers out of his case. "There's a place called the Misty Mountain Hostel. It's at the bottom of a high mountain that the local people call Misty Mountain. The hostel manager organizes mountain walking holidays during the summer. It will be perfect for us. If we leave early on Friday morning, we can stay for 4 days and be home by Monday evening. Have a look at these pages. I downloaded them from the hostel's website.
Dad handed Simon and Sarah a pile of papers with information all about Misty Mountain Hostel. There were some photographs of the hostel. It was a pretty wooden building which looked like a French chalet. It was built at the foot of the huge Misty Mountain, so it was perfect for mountain walking. There were some photographs of the mountain too.
Oh, what a huge mountain! Cried Sarah. I wonder how long it will take to climb to the top.
I don't know, replied Dad, but we'll have lots of fun finding out.
Simon looked at some more sheets of paper. There was information about all the different activities available to the guests on the holiday.
Look! Cried Simon.
He pointed to a page of information with a photograph of a rock climber on it.
It says you can go rock climbing. That looks like great fun. I'd love to go rock climbing up Misty Mountain. Dad, can we do that?
Yes, said Dad, if we have the time.
And there are picnic parties during the day and barbecues in the evenings. Can we go to them as well?
Asked Sarah. Of course we can, laughed Dad.
Mum came in to see what all the noise was about. Simon showed her the information on Misty Mountain.
Oh, doesn't it look great? Sighed Simon.
Yes, agreed Mum. There's lots to do, and I'm sure you will have a great time.
Oh, I can't wait to go, cried Sarah.
But first we must go shopping for some special clothes to keep you warm on the mountain, said Mum. Look at this. She showed them some information about the holiday. It says that everyone must wear proper clothes to walk in the mountains. You need proper walking boots and socks, waterproof jackets and trousers, as well as hats and thick gloves. It says the weather can change very quickly. It can get cold and misty in just a few minutes, explained Mum. The next day, Mum took Simon and Sarah shopping for their new clothes. In the shop, they tried on the jackets, trousers, hats, gloves and boots to make sure they fitted well. Sarah tried on her clothes first. She showed them to Mum. They fitted perfectly. Next, it was Simon's turn. He put on the waterproof jacket and trousers.
Phew, he said. It's too hot to wear these clothes today.
You'll be glad you have them when you are on holiday, Mum laughed. It may be hot here, but it will be very, very cold near the top of the mountain.
When Dad got home, the children showed him their new mountain clothes.
Ha ha! You look like real mountaineers, he laughed.
Later that evening, Dad went to find Simon and Sarah.
Please will you pack your suitcases and bring them downstairs? We leave early tomorrow morning, so I'll put them in the car tonight, he explained.
Simon and Sarah rushed upstairs to pack their cases.
Do you know what to pack? Asked Mum.
Yes,
replied Simon and Sarah.
Do you need any help? Asked Mum.
No,
they laughed. Poor Mum. She was going to be left behind to work while the rest of the family had fun. Soon, everything was ready. Simon put 2 torches in his case and a long piece of rope.
Why do you need to take those? Asked Sarah. It is a good idea to take torches when you are walking in the mountains, explained Simon.
I can see why torches are useful, but why are you taking rope as well? She asked.
Rope can be really useful for lots of things, he replied.
You are silly, laughed Sarah. I'm sure we won't need any rope while we are away.
She closed her suitcase and took it downstairs. Soon there were three suitcases waiting by the door.
Early the next morning, a taxi arrived to take Mum to the railway station. She was going to catch a train to London for a meeting. She waved goodbye to everyone out of the taxi window. As the taxi drove off, Dad, Simon and Sarah waved and waved until it disappeared from view.
"Right," said Dad. He opened the car doors. "Climb in. We are off to Misty Mountain. Let the adventure begin."
"Hooray! Hooray!"
cried Simon and Sarah. They jumped into the car and closed the doors. Dad got into the driving seat and they set off.